Hi everyone. Have you ever experienced a problem with remembering any of the very important, as well as a little less important things in your life, and you wanted to remember, but somehow you couldn't? If the answer is yes, then you, my friend, are in the right place watching this video. Now, what was I going to tell you? Just kidding. This is Maciej Bartosiak for MakeStudyingEasy.com. And today, I'll let you know about the problem of being forgetful, so you can understand the process and see that you can actually live with it rather than trying to fight it. That will make your life a lot easier. There are tons of smart articles about memory, and even more about the problem of forgetting. They all contain valuable knowledge, but often are written the way people can't really understand, unless they have a master's degree in psychology. Let me give you some examples. You can learn from those papers that there's something called a transience, which is a tendency to forget facts or events over time. An absent-mindedness, if you don't pay close enough attention to things you learn. And my personal favorite, a blocking. Imagine you want to say something, maybe answer someone's question, and it's right on the tip of your tongue. You know that you know it, but you just can't think of it. Wouldn't you agree that's an awful feeling? That's exactly what a blocking is. Moving on, we have misattribution, which is the issue of confusing sources of information. For example, you think you know something from the book you've read, but in fact, it's your friend who told you that. Next is a bias, which stands for enriching the information with your own experiences, beliefs, prior knowledge, and even your mood at the moment you absorb the information. And finally, there is a persistence. In other words, inability to forget even though you'd really want to. Now, I want you to know it's absolutely normal to forget some things, and it is normal to become somewhat more forgetful as you age, but it is not normal to forget too much. I bet it isn't nice to anyone wake up at a moment and realize you haven't done something, or contrarily, you did something you shouldn't because you had forgotten not to do it. And if it comes to the process of learning, it's even worse. What was the formula? Or, oh man, I forgot the definition I was learning all evening yesterday. Or, the Columbus discovered America in... And the exam starts in 5 minutes, you know what I mean? What I believe is people keep forgetting things because they do not pay enough attention to it. That's a number one problem. And why don't they pay enough attention to it? Well, the answer is simple. They are not focused on what they're doing, what they're reading, what they're studying, learning, etc. Their thoughts are like spread around the room. They're thinking about, what am I going to do tonight? Or after a finally meeting together with my friends, we'll do this and that. Or shoot, I forgot to do my duties, I had to do this and this. Everything apart of focusing on what's important. And it really is about staying focused. That's the key. Imagine you won the first prize at a lottery. Huge money. You want to remember to collect it. Impossible, right? In fact, you would be so happy and keep thinking about it all the time, focusing solely on it, and thus nothing else in the world would exist for you. Ladies, imagine having a credit card with an infinite balance. And what could you do with that? What could you possibly buy? Actually, picture yourself standing in a shop in front of a mirror, looking at your new clothes so perfectly fitting and saying, I'll have them all. Guys, on the other hand, imagine buying your brand new car, exactly the one you've always dreamt of. Feel the pleasure of driving it. See yourself holding the steering wheel. Think of the power under your right foot and all those fancy interior stuff you would buy as an optional extras. What else could you focus on if not only on that? Would you forget to pick your brand new car from a dealer? Guys, I just can't imagine you saying something like, oh, I've forgotten to go and get the car that's been delivered especially for me to the nearest dealer. Oh well, I'll do it some other time. There's no rush. Ladies, don't you tell me you would say, a new collection of my favorite shoes? I totally forgot about it. Let's go shopping. I think you would focus on that and keep that in your memory. You see, the same things is with the learning process. You learn something, you focus on it, and you remember it. It's about making temporarily the most single most important thing in the world and do whatever it takes to remember it. T. Harv Eker, who's one of my mentors, said, "How you do anything is how you do everything." That's true. I don't think you would trust your money with a financial consultant who's always late and messy and just, let's just say, badly organized. If he can't even handle his own life, then how can he possibly handle your money? If he makes a mistake, you will never see your money again. Are you ready for that? Or would you trust your health or life with a doctor who was cheating during exams and you just don't know exactly what is the right treatment for you and what medicine to prescribe? Well, I wouldn't. Well, these are just examples, but what I want you to realize is if you truly want to stop forgetting things, you have to commit to what you do at 100%. Not 85 or 90, not even 99% is enough. 100% commitment. That's what eventually brings you a desired outcome. Don't look for excuses why you can't do something and don't tell your story to everyone how hard you try, but you just can't make it. Work. Stay focused. Just stay focused and do everything as if your life depends on it. That's 100% commitment. Anything less is just not good enough. I'm not telling you that success will come right away, and what's more, I promise you that you will forget some things. But that is the way for remembering what you want and only forgetting things that are least important for you. Now, we're close to the end, so I want you to be aware of one more thing. The process of remembering is as important as the process of forgetting. Those two just cannot exist separately. Next time, I'm going to tell you how to remember things because you already know how to forget them, right? Thank you very much for watching this video. My name is Maciej Bartosiak and I can make your studying easy. Cheers!